Welcome back to Pitchside, everyone, in partnership with Super 6. But more on that later, because Reeve, I got a present for you.
Another one? Why do you always buy him presents and not me one?
Actually, he should be technically buying me a present. It was my birthday.
You didn't give me anything for my birthday.
You have a present coming. You know that anyway.
Yeah, but where is it?
That's not arrived yet.
We leave tomorrow.
Mine's in the
post.
I'm very annoyed.
No, I've got a present for you as well.
Have you?
Yeah, it just hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But also, yeah, no, guys, it was my birthday over the weekend. I just want to say one thing. Thank you for all the amazing birthday messages on the episode we had. What was it called again?
The episode where we ranked
our best Premier League 11.
Ah.
Did you see the comments? Did you see the comments?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't see the comments?
No.
They were like, my word, Theo's done it.
I dislike any videos that don't include me.
Theo Dub. I almost brought a tear to my eye.
Well,
I thought,
you should be on your birthday.
Oh, the one you put in the chat about.
I feel like I connected with our audience for the first time.
They weren't about your birthday.
Yeah, that wasn't a birthday thing. That was because at the start of the video, I said, be nice to Theo.
No.
You did have a good team.
I created the best team. That's what it was. And people have realized that actually, oh my God, he has ball knowledge. So because of that, I got you a present.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
But this isn't going to be in the video, is it? This is only in the podcast. Mm. So,
what the heck? Let's go.
Lewis.
Oh, these are the pink ones.
I got him a brand new pair.
Frisbee. You got me a Frisbee.
The new Phantom GXs from Nike. I actually got to say thank you to Adam and Ben from Nike for that.
So
but
you haven't actually got him anything.
No, I secured these for him.
How much did
Nike.
These cost you?
I'm friends with Nike. And yes, I say Nike, man.
Got me how big are your feet?
11 and a half.
Yeah, he's a big boy. You know what they say, people with big feet.
I hope they fit.
Big knob.
Thank you.
And then look, what the whole thing is, you throw the Frisbee in the air and you kick the ball at it. But
oh, I love the smell of it.
You know what? Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air, man. And I'll tell you what.
Shall I leave them in the background so when people come and watch a clip, they can actually see
what And I know love
Why
is in the air.
Why don't we replace the boot?
I can put them on the table.
I know love is in the air here, but I'll tell you where love isn't in the air. Chelsea.
No, Potter. There is love in the air for whoever comes in
the
next.
The boy who lived.
The boy who got fired. Graham Potter has been sacked. It's cost them what, like 80 mil?
60.
Well, they had to give 20 to Graham. Oh, didn't
yeah.
They?
Yeah, I'm okay. So Tom. Like, I
thought
I really
he was the,
don't know what to
I
think
thought
about
he was
it.
The man for the future. Man, that's my guy, Todd Bowley. Oh my God, Graham, you're the man for the future.
He's really like done goofed now because he left Brighton like effed up.
Damn goof, man.
Yeah. He left Brighton thinking that this was his chance. He's been replaced by a manager who's actually better than him at Brighton in De Zerbi.
Yeah.
And now got Brighton against his name.
Brighton could get Europe and Chelsea could get relegated.
Yeah, they're 13 points the drop, you know.
Oh, shut up.
Man, I'm not even being joking, man. I'm not even joking, mate.
Shut up. No,
shut up.
I just think the whole I don't know, I'm so conflicted on it. I just think, why say you're going to do a long-term project, bring all these players in, when I don't think any manager would have done that much better having
he's
that many,
many
new
players.
It's also also at the same time, he's lost more games than he's won.
But he's got different squads for different competitions.
I know, but they have got a good squad, you know, when you look at it.
Yeah, but do you not think and you, have to, think you maybe, have to get worse to get good? Look at United, look at Arsenal.
I know, but there was no... There's been no signs, has there really? Chelsea have been bad on Saturday.
And they scored less goals than games played as well. Their first few games, they were winning like 3-0 and stuff. Which just means that the regression is...
Yeah, and I just don't think, listening to Chelsea fans who go as well, it's like, I don't think the body language looks good from players and stuff.
Yeah.
And speaking to Chelsea fans as well, everyone's happy. That he's gone, which is quite
telling, isn't it? Yeah,
I thought Graham Potter would be liked there. I thought he could build something.
He's not a Chelsea manager though, is he?
No, he's not,
no
edge.
Yeah, he's just. I think he's just a nice bloke. He's a really good coach. But quickly on De Zerbi, there's a common theme with Potter teams, which is they have massive XG but don't score. Yeah. But De Zerbi's fixed that straight away at Brighton, which. Yeah.
But how? I don't get... How, as a manager, do you start...
Because it can be things like Potter may be good at getting into certain areas, but those areas may not be good for the player on the end of it.
Yeah.
Whereas De Zerbi's getting players in different positions with the way they build up and play, and it's the right position on the right side. There's loads of little things. So Potter might have been a generalisation of if we get in this area, that's going to be a goal. Whereas De Zerbi's like, actually, if we get Solly March in this area, that's a goal. Do you know what I mean?
It's more like you said, because he looks at the amount of talent he's got, he just sees them as you get in these areas and then you do your thing and their thing just isn't getting
done. I just think that's his style. I think he was the same at Brighton, because Brighton haven't got superstars, but and the whole thing was, well, they haven't got a striker, that's why they can't score. But as soon as De Zerbi's come in, he's fixed. They're scoring
low. Their wingers are scoring goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
De Zerbi across his career has been known as like an attacking minded manager. So what's the difference there? Is he doing more attacking scenarios in training, like more drills that are shooting, or
I think it's
just
the same
personnel.
No, but they're getting in better areas, stronger areas. So I don't know how to like explain. It'd be like Danny Welbeck. You might get Danny Welbeck on the edge of on the corner of the box on his left foot. Technically, it's not a bad chance, but it's a terrible chance for Danny Welbeck. You don't want him on his left foot on the edge of the box. You want in that position maybe a Solly March on his left foot, or instead of a ball being flown, chipped into Solly March on the back post, you want Welbeck there, which he did the weekend. It's different players in different areas are going to result in different outcomes.
So you're saying that dependent on the player, no XG is the same?
I think it's relative.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's 100% by the way, because if you're putting Matip on the end of it compared to like Haaland's probably going to score it.
Exactly. So yeah, it's definitely relative to the scenario.
Do you think that Chelsea should have given Potter maybe a pre-season, because a lot of these players did sign with the impression they're playing under Graham Potter?
I don't know. A few weeks ago, yeah, but I think it's too far gone. I think the players have gone.
Yeah.
What? Why now?
I just think they obviously don't trust him. I don't think he's authoritative enough. I don't think
he's got Liverpool next.
Yeah, it'll be typical Chelsea. But just the way that club's always been, well, the last 20 years, it's they like instant success. They like managers with edge and a bit of.
Do you think actually
arrogance?
Hear me out here. Do you think Todd Bowley? Because obviously you know he's American.
Yeah,
he may not know the ins and outs. Well, hear me out.
We are
heard.
Wearing like an American.
Yeah, we are.
Manager.
Irony.
I didn't get the memo.
Irony all around. But do you think actually he's heard of the new manager bounce? And in his head, he's like, the only way to beat Liverpool is if we have a new manager bounce or a no manager bounce.
No.
Okay. Well, it's just a theory.
So I think what's happened is I think it's too far gone and Nagelsmann's available.
But yeah. Is it? No, it's he's
timing,
not.
Isn't
he's
it?
Not available though.
Why?
Because. No, but they have to. There's a period they have to wait because he's left. I heard about this or something. Maybe I'm trying shit. I don't really know. Mm. But it's like, he's like basically like time period after leaving Bayern, he can't sign for anyone.
Right, but so the interim manager that they have in Bruno will probably see out this period until they can.
I guess so. Yeah. Also, peak for Spurs, because I bet Spurs wanted Nagelsmann, and that's why they got rid of Conte.
Yeah.
Well, they might go and get Potter
or Rodgers
or Pochettino.
I'd
be really surprised and disappointed if they went back to Pochettino. I just think,
yeah.
Do you think
people forget how bad that ended?
Do you think, in terms of Chelsea, though, do you think Nagelsmann is their man?
I mean, he might
get the best out of Havertz. You never know.
The last time they got rid of an underperforming English manager and brought in an elite German coach.
Yeah,
they won the Champions League.
Right,
Well, you know, but the same issues could arrive, maybe. Thiago Silva's older than Nagelsmann.
Correct, because I think the similar happened at Munich, didn't they? The players didn't like his...
But
he's a bit wacky, isn't he, I think?
But I do feel like...
called him out for it, didn't he?
In the Premier League, though, do you not think that would actually more suited to the Premier League? Like in the Premier League, a lot of these clubs and fans like a young, progressive manager.
I don't know. I don't think that's what that group need. I think they need... like a Mourinho 10, 15 years ago. That's what they need. Someone who's not going to take any shit.
Bring back a lot of players that have been bought in with big price tags. So that's ego in itself, isn't it?
Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by our friends over at BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is an online therapy service. Now, getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. Now, an example of times that I've grown and developed are, of course, going through the process of a London marathon. Now, physically, you change quite a bit, but mentally you do as well, as you fully well know, because you are about to undertake one.
I am about to undertake the London marathon, but I've got experience for doing that long-term stuff during my Ironman, where you spend a lot of time on your own and you're actually dealt with literally just your own thoughts, which, you know, for some people can be a scary place.
Absolutely. Now, therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk through things.
Exactly, and that's what BetterHelp is good at doing. It connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are.
And it's super easy as well. It's completely online, so you can do it from the comfort of your own home. So if there's any sort of reservations about going and doing therapy in person, you don't have any of that problem with BetterHelp.
Exactly. I think a lot of people do struggle with the fact that, you know, you'd have to get up and leave your flat or whatever, you leave your bed and go do it. But obviously doing it at home, in bed, even on your laptop, is an easy and safe way to speak to someone. So if you want to discover your potential with BetterHelp, head over to betterhelp.com/pitch today to get 10% off your first month. That is betterhelp.com/pitch. BetterHelp, HELP.com/pitch to get yourself 10% off your first month. Do you think they're just still regretting the rash decision to get rid of Tuchel? In hindsight now.
No, I don't think it was a football decision, was it?
No, it was a politics decision.
Yeah, it was a...
But that's what I'm saying. In hindsight, do you think they should have just squashed whatever beef they potentially might have had and just been like, we'll stick with you, man, you're our man?
I mean, you try...
But you could say that in hindsight.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. At the point.
You try telling a multi-billionaire to just swallow his pride and get on with someone.
But in football, that's what you got to do.
Well, not when you're a multi-billionaire and see your mate.
Yeah.
But now, his decision, because of Big Bowley's decisions...
I think he'll learn from this, definitely.
He has to, because they're sitting, 13th in the Premier League, 12th in the Premier League... 11th in the Premier League, I think?
Yeah.
Bottom half of the table, closer to relegation than they are to the top four.
But realistically, even if Chelsea won every game to the end of the season, they're probably still not going to get Europe, let alone.
No.
So the season is... It's a write-off. So what they need to do is get a gaffer in and... try and figure out his best team for one.
Yeah, something before next season.
Yeah, and then they've got a free hit next year, and they've just got the Premier League. Maybe they have Chelsea have got like a top four squad, 100%.
Yeah, I completely agree with
players,
that.
Not that's, squad.
Yeah, no, squad, like, 100%. Yeah,
but they're clearly not jelling.
Mate, Mason Mount's on the bench. He starts for 16 teams in the league, doesn't he?
But as in, do you think, say, Nagelsmann comes in, do you think he can get Mudryk to actually start scoring? Because I'm not being funny.
Mate,
the chance he had at the weekend, why has he hit that so early and so bad?
I don't think he's just not confident.
He came off his heel, didn't he? He's struggling bad.
Do you think it's a case of...
He's like in the Ukraine-England game, though. A lot of them are. Who was it the other day? Like, Cucurella had a few good games and he goes and does that and it's like...
Slipping, isn't it?
Do you think it's a case of struggling with confidence or...
100%.
Mudryk is a case of... Give him 6 months to adjust to the league.
No, because that chance the weekend isn't down to ability.
But it could be down to he's so
used confidence.
But he's still in that position.
You know
so
how
it can't be...
players when they come to Premier League, people are on them like that. The pace is so much faster. So in his head, he's thinking someone's going to be there, but he doesn't realise.
No, I think
he has more time.
I think he tried to catch the keeper off guard, taking it early. He made a good run. It was a good touch. It's a terrible finish. His confidence.
I thought. Chelsea's only good player at the weekend was Chilwell.
Yeah, he was decent, yeah.
Yeah, I thought his goal was wrongly disallowed as well.
Nah.
I thought it was soft and Ashley Young,
did
mate.
Did push him pretty
hard. But no, he didn't, though.
Ashley Young could have
stayed on his feet.
No, but he's mid-air, though. That's the problem.
I thought it was harsh.
If it wouldn't have been given, I don't think they would have disallowed it.
Yeah, but
it's a 50-50 decision, right?
But I think now they're never going to overturn that when he does.
But if that goal stays a goal, the whole game is... probably different.
Well, yeah, it'd have been more.
Possibly. Yeah. But Villa were decent.
Yeah, they are off.
Martinez was good.
Ollie Watkins was... I've always liked Watkins, but he's starting now to actually finish, which has always been his major
flaw. He's the first Villa player to score in five away games in succession.
Yeah.
Hit you with that fact.
Villa are third in points since Emery got appointed.
It's just Unai, man.
He's very good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really good. And we
not
gave
Arsenal.
Him no credit. Yeah.
he weren't bad at Arsenal. I don't think
he wasn't the right man for the job.
Yeah, he wasn't. His style doesn't suit the top teams, I don't think, because they go for top teams. I don't know if we spoke like this on the street or might be speaking.
Possibly we do.
About someone where the problem with top teams is like City go out and play the way they play, no matter who they're playing.
Yeah.
Emery doesn't play like that. He changes game by game how he's going to play based on who he's playing, which is why he's so good in knockout competitions.
Can you see now why I predicted Villa to finish sixth?
Well, yeah, but...
because they had the squad.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But
and actually, if you look at it objectively, they had the wrong guy in charge because they're third in points in the last year.
No, because at the time, it was Gerrard managing and we were all like, well, that's just not...
But I'd assume Gerrard could do what he did with Rangers.
Yeah, I've missed a key part of the squad with Carlos as well. He's still injured, isn't he?
Yeah.
He was a huge signing for them.
Constant and Mings are still very good this season.
Mings has been good this season.
Yeah.
They're not a top six squad, though. They're barely a top 10 squad.
I know, but you can see my point.
No, you're just trying to redeem the terrible
but this is the same. This is the same reason that we said United would win the title when Ronaldo joined on paper, but that's not always the case, is it?
Who's got the most goals this season in all leagues?
What?
Ronaldo.
What the?
Has he actually?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
Surely in the top leagues. Got more.
No.
This season?
This year, 2023.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
2023, it's Ronaldo.
Is it?
Everyone's losing their minds from the player.
Sorry.
Did you say top leagues though? You count in the Saudi Arabian league
Probably not counting.
No, hang on. My mate Dave, who plays for the Dog and Duck, yeah, scored 30 goals this year.
Is it not Rashford with 16?
No.
What's Ronaldo on then?
I swear Ronaldo.
He's not even on this top six.
I've got 2 points, right?
They're probably not including the Saudi Arabian league, man.
He's a common THOL.
No, I saw it on Twitter. Look on Twitter. Wait, yeah, but
so it's Rashford, then Osimhen, then Haaland, Benzema, then Ben Yedder, then Dalinga.
You're not including the Saudi league.
Yeah, but...
There's a reason.
You just said the top leagues, mate. The Saudi leagues. The goalkeepers in the Saudi league go home and farm goals.
What about the Power League... Power League, Father Side League.
No.
Sure, it's Power League. Who's got
the best goal per game ratio in 2023.
That isn't what you said.
Mate, he scores four goals in
2023.
13 goals in 2023.
2023, Messi, 7 goals in 14 games. Haaland, 12 goals in 18 games. Mbappe, 11 goals in 17 games. Ronaldo, 15 goals in 13 games.
He's playing in amateurs.
Ballon d'Or run.
He just said Rashford's top though, didn't you?
Rashford's got 16.
No, he doesn't in 2023.
So Rashford still scored more than him?
No, not in 2023.
Yes.
No.
Right, anyway.
Wait, no.
I can't remember what we were talking about. Has that been fact checked?
I was going to say, just because CFC Janty has tweeted
it. A few likes on Twitter, it's fact checked.
Back to back free kicks, 4 goals in the Euro qualifiers.
Oh, give over.
Oh, my God. You're counting goals against Luxembourg now.
Man, what a go. He's 38. Give that man a break. Give that man a knighthood. Anyways, look. Chelsea could get relegated.
No, they couldn't.
I mean, disagree. There's too many teams below them that are worse.
But who are getting relegated?
No, they are.
They're staying up. Yeah. They've got.
I know who you're going to say.
They've got Tavernier scoring worldies. They got Solanke putting in the back of the net.
He's rattled, you know.
Bournemouth.
Is he worried?
I'm only rattled because I could end up bold and. Jobless and bold. That was
O'Neill.
Gary O'Neill.
No, I will say one thing. You actually have to respect and rate Bournemouth. The fact they have got on paper really poor squad.
They've got the same players as they had 6 years ago. Adam Smith is still playing for Bournemouth.
Yeah. That's one player. It's not the same players, is it? Like they've got that wing. The winger. Oh, I'd never get his name right. The winger. He's very good. Yeah. Solanke's. I've never rated Solanke, but he's really impressed me this season.
Do you know what's mad? Is I thought Solanke had been like a total bagsman this season. He's only got 4 goals.
No, but
rave about Solanke all the time.
Yeah, but it feels like he's
played
done way
well.
More.
Yeah.
It's because of his name. It is like Solanke like a donkey.
What?
Because it rhymes.
Yeah, that's it feels called like Solankinio.
What are you? I don't know what you mean about donkey.
I'll get my whatever.
But there are a few shining lights in that Bournemouth squad, anyway.
When Bournemouth made their half-time changes, they brought on Christie and Tavernier.
And they combined the goal straight away.
It changed the game.
Yeah.
It absolutely changed the game. That's good managerial.
Yeah, no, I think O'Neill's done a decent job. Like what was the game where they threw it away last minute? Arsenal. So they played well against the best team in the league.
Like, Liverpool.
They've definitely got a good chance of staying up now, unfortunately. But
yeah.
Well, who goes down then if Bournemouth don't?
I still think it'll be Bournemouth.
Look at some fixtures this morning running, and I think Everton are in big trouble.
Really? Yeah.
Not if they win tonight.
Yeah, but new manager. Well, new/no manager.
Yeah, but Dyche at home 1-0.
It might well be.
To be fair, it probably is.
But it's Harry Kane.
I think Everton will have enough. I think I think
Saints are gone, I think, at this point. They're on 29 games played as well, so they're already
It'd be sad to see Southampton go, you know.
Well, I won't be sad to see anyone. Anyone who finishes in the bottom three deserves to go down, so I'm never sad.
Leeds, Saints and Bournemouth, but Bournemouth I have swapped for Everton in my...
Do you think it was now or never to sack Rodgers?
I think they should have done it during the international break, but yeah. It's short-sighted, isn't it?
Well, we'll touch on that later. Anyways, moving on to Manchester City.
They were excellent,
aren't they? What I love about that game?
The fact Liverpool lost.
Well, no, because I want City to lose because of Arsenal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I did.
I just love
the
fact that when Salah scored, Liverpool fans got excited. And then they just...
No, they did. They played all right, Liverpool.
Liverpool fans thought,
first
oh my God, we're doing it. You know.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, obviously, yeah, you're going to get excited, aren't you?
Yeah, if you go 1-0 up against the team, you have every possibility of thinking you're going to win the game.
Good finish. Mate, do you know, I told you, a few weeks ago, or like a month ago, I said, Jack Grealish is the man.
Yeah, I don't think anyone...
But everyone said, oh...
No one on this show, between the three of us, has ever said... Jack Grealish is
better. And you listen to any City fan, he's been one of the best players all season.
And we said this on the stream as well, and we've said it before, second season under Pep, once he's settled into a team, it's always going to
He's finally getting it, because also he wasn't starting every game, but he scored some big goals this season, you know.
The weekend,
United away, I know they lost. Arsenal away, he's starting to produce.
As much as a joker he is off the pitch, like the tracking back to defend against Salah and then to go have the composure on his left foot to assist Alvarez.
He's done that a lot recently.
Yeah, he works his socks off.
His low socks off.
Yes.
Yeah, he does work his low socks off.
He's literally nearly running them off.
They're going further down.
Do you think he was the difference or do you think City were the difference?
I think City are just a level above.
Yeah.
When I watched it back though, some of the defending from Liverpool, Jesus.
Andy
Christ.
Robertson had a howler.
Trent was at left
the
wing.
The fullbacks were
one of the goals.
Have you seen that clip of... I've only watched... Because obviously sometimes when we watch the stream, we're in conversation, you don't fully grasp what's happening in the game. But there's a clip where Trent's like
sprinting,
pressing the entire front line.
It's stupid.
And then he turns around and goes, what's going on? I'm like, mate, you're the right back. Yeah. You don't need to be
but
there.
That's desperation. That's just trying to prove a point.
Yeah.
It was 4-1 and he's sprinting around trying to press the back four.
He's trying to show he cares. But
No, but again, like a little thing like Fabinho, they need to replace him. Like, it was his fault for the second goal. Terrible header.
Yeah.
Then he's out of position. Then he couldn't even see where I think it was. He couldn't even, for Gundogan's goal. He didn't even know where Alvarez was.
No.
It was. He didn't check his shoulders once.
Yeah.
Trent was terrible.
But on one of the goals when it came down, that I think it might have been the first goal, the Alvarez goal. Robbo makes a mistake. And do you see Klopp's reaction?
And that's why Van Dijk has to come out. That's why Van Dijk has to come out to Mahrez. So it's when you're pressing, and this is why pressing is so important, to be structured and rigid with it. Yeah,
Do you think the result against United was just painted over the cracks that are still at Liverpool?
I think it was just a freak result.
Yeah, another freak result.
Another football Barclays doing Barclays, I think.
Yeah. Well. Is it a freak result because United are in the mud, firmly? Well, no, yeah. they're not in the mud, but Christ, they're woeful with that Casemiro, aren't
they? They really are.
He needs to stop getting sent off, that boy.
Well, yeah.
He's missed how many, like, 8 games now?
It's got it's ill discipline, isn't
five
it, really?
It's a 3-match ban, wasn't it?
Think so.
Exactly.
5-match?
No.
Didn't he get a 5-match ban?
You don't get 5-match bans.
Yeah, was it karate kicked someone, didn't he?
He's like Cantona.
He throttled... Will Hughes, and then he two-footed whoever it was. I can't remember.
Do you think, going back to City though, do you think without Haaland to beat Liverpool 4-1, are they better without Haaland?
I reckon he'd have scored. I reckon it's still 4-1, but Haaland
scored
all four. Yeah, Haaland gets three of them rather than...
I don't know, because...
Across.
Haaland scores every goal Alvarez scores there.
No, but Haaland doesn't link the way Alvarez does.
I agree, obviously.
He doesn't, man. Alvarez,
the goals that were scored, Haaland's in their positions.
It's the build up to those goals.
Yeah. I think the spread of goals whenever he plays is obviously less, but they still score the same amount.
But do you think it's nonsense when people say City are better without him?
I don't think it's nonsense, so
it's
because
it's a different
I can completely style understand. Of play. Yeah.
Alvarez definitely suits Pep's system more than Haaland does, for sure. But Haaland's obviously a better Haaland's a better striker than Alvarez, but Alvarez is more well-rounded and he will drop in the holes and link up, which is how City and Pep to play.
Do you think over time Haaland will learn to develop the skills that Pep wants out of
But
sometimes people just don't.
I can't see Haaland being like that, no.
Ever?
No.
But do you think it does? But also at the same time, it doesn't really matter if he doesn't, because if he's getting the goals and they're winning, surely that's all that matters.
No, yeah, I agree. But long term, he's not suddenly going to become this player who drops in on the half turn and feeds people.
It's just a different way of playing, a different way of winning.
But it just shows how good City are, that they can adapt to different roles.
But it's so interesting how everyone keeps saying how good City are. They are rolling teams over, et cetera, et cetera. They're winning with Haaland, without Haaland, playing in two separate styles of football, but at the same time, still 8 points behind Arsenal.
Is this eight still?
Yeah, they have a game in hand. Yeah.
Who's the game in hand?
Don't know.
You say that though, but they have been beating teams, but I think that weekend was the best, other than the United game, I think, with the 6-3. I think that's the best City have played all season.
They were very fluid.
City haven't played well often, yeah. But maybe that's a Haaland factor. I don't know. Maybe without Haaland and Alvarez in, they are more dominant and controlled.
Can we give some plaudits to the boy though? Because other than possibly
the boy,
Grealish and KDB, John Stones is unreal.
Oh yeah, we know that though. Yeah,
no, of course, but I mean, we saw it at the Leipzig game, and now he's slowly transitioning into like a DM for Pep. And
I did tell you weeks ago he's the best centre half in the world.
Yeah, but he doesn't even play there.
And you laughed at me.
I didn't laugh at you.
You laughed at me.
I didn't laugh at you.
You went ha 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 ha.
No, I didn't. I backed you.
Tom said on the stream that Haaland would never win Ballon d'Or. Should never win Ballon d'Or. Do you agree?
I just think he can't win Ballon d'Or.
What does that mean? The reasoning was, Tom said, you can score as many goals as possible, but it doesn't make you the best player in the world.
But don't get me wrong. So let's say he scores 100 goals in a season.
We did say a million goals he'd win.
He's going to win
I think that...
My point is,
he has to... I know they said they're going to stop looking at trophies won as a team in the Ballon d'Or, but I think for someone who arguably just scores goals, right? If you look at Mbappe, he does more than scoring goals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Haaland to win the Ballon d'Or, he'll have to win like Champions League.
So
he has to be a quintessential.
So the point is, the Ballon d'Or has to go to a person that's more complete rather than just doing one thing.
No, the Ballon d'Or, Ballon d'Or should go to the best player in the world, the best footballer in the world, or who has been the best footballer in that year.
Because, for example,
it shouldn't come down to goals and assists.
If that's the case, is the Ballon d'Or not the footballer that's the most efficient at their job in that season?
No, I personally think it's the best player.
He's never going to win it then? He's never going to win it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he should. And the same reason I don't think a goalkeeper should ever win the Ballon d'Or.
But you said the hardest job in football is to score goals. And if he's the best at doing that, then does that not make him the best player in the world?
It's about being a complete player, isn't it? He's not the best. Like Ronaldo has been like one of the best goal scorers I've ever seen, but I've never considered him the best player in the world ever.
So you're saying Cristiano Ronaldo should never have won the Ballon d'Or?
But he was so...
No,
but at Real Madrid, he was so much more than a goal scorer. Mate, the way he dribbled at a
in his first few years, yeah.
Mate, what are you saying?
I don't think he should have won a Ballon d'Or past like 2014.
You're fucking batshit crazy. I'm sorry.
Messi was just by far the better player.
He was scoring bicycle kicks in the Champions League. He was scoring hat tricks in the Champions League. This is the man that was like...
Yeah, that's crazy, but you can't lace Messi's boots, so...
Here's a question for you.
What?
What attributes does Haaland have to develop for you to consider him...
He won't.
...or worthy? Ever.
But he's so fast. He can dribble past people. He can score long range.
I agree with you. I don't think he's good enough in terms of overall footballing ability.
You're not suddenly at his age going to be to develop the skills to make him a well-rounded like an Mbappe.
I think if Haaland continues to score goals as he is, he wins the Premier League, he wins the Champions League, which he won't win.
He's not going to win the Premier
League. He wins the Champions League, he will finish top three in the Ballon d'Or.
Maybe so, yeah.
And has a chance. I think he has to have a chance.
Jorginho came top three in the Ballon d'Or.
We all know that's just fraudulent. We all know that. No offence, Jorginho. We know that shouldn't have
happened. I just think the way I view football is I could never ever watch that man play football and consider him the best player in the world. I just couldn't. If he is, I think it's a damn shame.
But do you not think though, as a centre-half?
Well, I watch Mbappe and I go, and I'm just. Football is way more spiritual than just goals and assists.
You know,
how they make you feel.
Yeah, you don't,
as brilliant as Haaland is, and everyone knows my Haaland prop, and I think he should win Player of the Year. He's the best signing, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't
win Player of the Year?
Because he's going to break the record for goals scored in a Premier League season.
But is Player of the Year not the best player of the year?
You're contradicting yourself.
No.
He's the best player in the Premier League, but more than goals.
Who's been the best player in the season?
The best player in the world.
And the Ballon d'Or is the best player in the world.
Ballon d'Or is world's best player of the year.
Wait.
We got him.
We got him. We got him.
Today's date. 2nd of April 2023. Hang on.
Okay, let me finish. Haaland is not the best player in the Premier League. He isn't. But he should win Player of the Season because he's about to do something we've never ever seen in the Premier League.
If
he doesn't break the record, then I don't think he should.
But hang on a minute. So if he breaks the record and he wins Player of the Season, his title is Player of the Season.
Player of the season.
Yeah.
Okay, if he breaks the global record,
Messi's record, he should probably win. He will and should win a Ballon d'Or because that's that.
But you just said it's not about stats.
It goes beyond.
Then it goes beyond how you feel or how a player is. When someone does that, it's like. Okay,
I got one for you,
it is about stats.
What?
So it is about stats.
To a ridiculous level.
You're contradicting yourself.
No, to a ridiculous level.
It's not about stats until you break the record for the stats.
Then it's about stats.
Unless you break the stats, then it's not.
No.
At the end of the day, football is about stats.
No.
I've got a question for you, Tom.
I've
got a question for you. City win the Champions League. Haaland scores a hat trick in every game leading up to them winning the Champions League. Does he win the Ballon d'Or?
What kind of question is that?
Okay, he scores a hat trick in the Champions League final and wins the Champions League for Manchester City.
I think Mbappe should win the Ballon d'Or because he's the best player in the world.
They crashed out the Champions. What, he's doing it in Liga?
But this is the Jorginho argument, isn't it? Like you can win stuff and not be the best player.
Yeah,
you're just part of a team. Yeah. Obviously, it helps with it being, you know, contributing to the actual game itself. But if you think objectively Mbappe's a better player, he should theoretically win.
How many goals does Mbappe get for Manchester City?
More than Haaland.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
What?
No, he plays on the wing there, doesn't
he? Mine off the left, I don't think you would.
Well, he could play anywhere across the front three, no?
Yeah, but he wouldn't play the same role as Haaland.
Mbappe is better on the left when he's attacking players. His speed, I feel like playing on the shoulder of someone up as a number nine is not Mbappe's style. He's a winger. And he's a winger on the left side, cut inside on the right foot. This man is the fastest person in world football.
Yeah. I agree with that statement.
Nah, Traore is faster.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not. No, not off the mark.
Didn't Phil Foden get 19 goals at some point for City?
I don't know. I don't know or care how many goals Mbappe would score for City, to be honest.
Okay. So who do you think's the top three for this year's Ballon d'Or?
When does it go from?
No, yeah. Is it now seasonal?
No, it's seasonal now. It used to be calendar.
Messi will win it. This the next one.
Such bullshit.
But I think this, and I've been
that
slated.
It's
going to be Messi or Mbappe.
He's the best player in the world.
He is.
Nah, he's not.
No, he's not.
No. What?
No, Mbappe is.
Mbappe is the best player in the world.
Mate,
now.
I'm not being funny, yeah?
At what point in this season did he overtake it?
At what point?
I think he's been for a good year.
Do we go back on the whole, we're not including trophies and shit?
Yeah, but first of all, that doesn't even make sense.
He made history, though.
I think he should.
The reason it doesn't make sense is how players voting aren't going to go, oh, actually, FIFA, yes, I'm just going to take that out. I'm going to take out my mind that Messi got about 30 Man of the Match awards and led his team to a trophy that everyone said he's needed to be cemented as the best ever.
Yeah.
I'm just going to forget all about that.
Are they giving him the Ballon d'Or?
Think about how Southampton did in the league.
Will they give him the Ballon d'Or as like a pity? Like, Messi,
it's not
you need it.
Pity. Oh, Jesus Christ. I personally think
Mbappe should win it for what he did in that final.
Yeah, but realistically.
He lost.
Yeah, he did lose.
He scored a hat-trick in a World Cup final in 22.
Realistically, though, Mbappe didn't actually play that well in the game.
I'm done.
For about 70 minutes, he ghosted.
Messi does that for the whole game.
What are you on about?
Are you telling me Messi don't ghost for whole games and he gets the ball and he switches the line? That's what Mbappe does. Messi, a lot of the times, will ghost, but as soon as he gets the ball, or he'll drift into
just
a position.
Just because he walks around doesn't mean he ghosts.
Yeah, that's what Mbappe does.
He's constantly involved in the game.
Just Mbappe.
No, Messi links play. Oh my god.
You just described Mbappe as running off the shoulder and being rapid, mate.
No, I didn't. I said he's better running with the ball at players. Sorry, before we move on, I'm excited for the old Mbappe versus Haaland soon. Next year.
What? It's not really a debate, though, is it?
Oh, it's probably going to be Mbappe versus Saka. But anyway, speaking of Saka.
For the 20 minutes he came on for. The weekend.
Do you know what's so good, mate? Do you know what's so good about Arsenal is that...
we can play without him and still win 4-1.
And...
okay.
I mean, they lost one of the worst teams in the league.
What Premier League team who's going for the title loses their number one striker, continues to win, brings him back in and scores twice straight away?
He was good, wasn't he? Yeah, weekend.
Does that just show you Arsenal are just so freaking good, man?
It also shows you that Mikel's...
ooh, first name basis.
you should say Arteta then. Arteta's waited long enough for him to be back to full strength and full fitness.
But they've also brought him back correctly because he just looks so sharp.
This is what I mean. He was ready 4 weeks ago and he's only played, what, the last two games?
That because of what Mikel is doing.
Yeah, but you can say that.
With like the front three or even the front four, you know, interchanging and using Martinelli, using Trossard to get goals.
Oh, how good is Trossard, by the way?
Yeah.
I had my doubts at the start.
That's a common THOL.
No, I just have had my doubts on this.
Slated him, mate.
Is he the best January signing? Yes, yeah. Surely. Who's been better?
I
really rate it, and I love that you got him instead of Mudryk. You're like, I'm not paying that fee. Yeah. We'll go Trossard. We'll go Plan B.
Since he joined.
Is there a conversation here,
unreal,
guys? Trossard has more goals and assists overall in the Premier League than Marcus Rashford.
Does he?
Contributions.
Goals and assists. Is there a conversation?
Are you sure?
Is there a conversation to be had there?
Are you sure that's true?
Is that not since he joined? Not for the season, though.
Are you sure that's right?
I think it's since he's joined.
No.
You don't
I'm
have
pretty
a
sure it's since
No, because Rashford's... No, oh, since he joined?
Yeah, since he joined Arsenal, they're on the...
Oh, I guess line. So, yeah. Is there a conversation to be had?
Because he's not because Rashford's on 16 goals, isn't he, in the Premier League? Hello, fact checker.
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Fact checker. Is there a conversation to be had that maybe Trossard?
What?
There's no conversation here, Lewis. What are you doing?
I'm looking for the facts, man. They don't just appear on
the
screen.
Premier League golden boot race, and then you can see how many goals Rashford has scored.
Okay. And assists, though.
Yeah,
okay. It's saying 17 here for Rashford. He's in eighth, and he's not. And Trossard's behind him. Oh, they're tied on 17 each.
Goals and assists.
Goals and assists.
There you go.
For this season.
Yeah. For this season.
So Trossard's got him since joining.
Yeah.
And how good has Rashford been since the World Cup?
Yeah, very good.
And Trossard had obviously joined after the World Cup.
Yeah, but he was also playing in the Premier League before the World Cup.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is since he signed for Arsenal, he's got more goals and assists than Marcus Rashford.
I don't think that's true.
No, that's literally true. Yeah, it is.
I don't think that's true.
I know Trossard's on 7 Arsenal assists, 9 total assists for the season, which means that he's on, what, 8 goals? And that, how many has he scored?
But my point is that how good is Trossard? Everyone is raving about how good Rashford has been. And don't get me wrong, he's been sensational since the World Cup. But is Trossard sort of going under the radar a little bit?
No, I think everyone now knows that he is like the sign.
Everyone did anyway. Everyone was raving about him before at Brighton.
Yeah. Is it the only issue people had was the way that he left the club?
Yeah.
Not his ability. He's a fully fledged Belgian Red Devil, mate. Yeah.
Well, mate, this season only KDB has provided more assists from open play than Trossard this season.
Is that true? Oh, yeah. Bruno's done more, but that obviously means from set pieces.
Open play,
yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
That's nuts,
yeah,
isn't it?
He's brilliant. He is really good.
And
he plays anywhere across the front three. He's so versatile. Like any problem that we have for the prime example of Saka being out last minute, I don't know why that was the case.
Do you think Arsenal actually have? At the moment, like Arsenal are carrying a couple injuries that are sort of going under the radar a little bit, and we're and we're still playing excellently well.
Yeah, like, Arteta said there's five problems.
Yeah, there are injuries there.
Yeah.
But they're not deterring Arsenal in matches at the moment, and results aren't slipping up.
I think if we have one or two problems with the main starting 11, it's not too bad. But when it becomes more than that, it's a real issue. Because like Saliba's out, bringing Holding, the rest of the
players. Who's done amazing.
Absolutely. But I mean, the more, if it's like Saliba and Partey, then we've got a problem. If it's, you know what I mean? Two or three is an issue. When it's one, they've kind of...
We said there's five at the moment. Five issues right now.
Yeah, but he said five issues, but not five.
Tomiyasu's out. Ben White's scoring goals, mate. It's unheard of.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But you're pro Arsenal.
No, hang on a minute. He's cooking here.
No, I'm not. He's cooking. Rob Holding's pony, isn't he?
No, he's not.
Yeah, but what I mean is, if he comes into a squad that
I think
is
a
title winning team, he elevates it was, with everyone.
It was Leeds.
What do you mean? He was good against Palace the time before as well.
Yeah.
It's no easy game in a Premier League, man.
Come on, let's just...
Especially when you've got Manchester City beating Liverpool on your ass.
Let's just relax. Come on. It was Leeds. Leeds are one of the worst teams in the league.
But you said, mate, we got 10 finals. That was our first final. We weren't 4-1.
That is a trophy to Arsenal.
Oh, look, you know I want Arsenal to win the league. I've got a lot of money riding on it, but I just think I'm just being realistic. They are...
Yeah, but what about Rob Holding's hair transplant?
Crazy. I think he should give...
Why you got to bring that up?
Because I'm saying, like...
He should email the number over to our mate.
He's going
to
win a Premier League medal and now he's got, like... shoulder length hair. Like, it's unreal.
How important is the 26th of April? City versus Arsenal.
It completely depends. If City lose their game in hand or draw and they drop another few points, it's
we
not
could be
that
11
huge.
Points clear by that.
Yeah. It's not that it's you're lucky it's the end of the month. You need to go and beat Liverpool. What's wrong with
that time of month?
Yeah,
do you think if Arsenal lose to City, could that be as in not it, could it be like a mental block of oh my god?
No, because this is this the,
or do you think?
Guess
you think,
what happened? All right,
I know that
happened last time, and we went on a 7-game winning streak.
I know, but this time, if it's say City beat you to go like a point ahead, yeah, I think you'd crumble
because there's a bit of a gap.
City beat us to go, but that implies that we lose a couple of our next finals.
It's final. No, yeah, I mean, look, we don't know the situation when you play each other at the end of the month. It might be 5 points, it might be 2 points.
It might be 20 points.
Yeah.
What?
I don't even know if that's true, but yeah, so it's going to, that will dictate how you crumble or not.
We're not gonna.
No, we ain't.
I don't think, I hope you don't. I don't want you to.
I'll tell you why. Xhaka, 7 goals, 5 assists. More than any other campaign he's had for Arsenal.
Yeah, but again, I feel like people have stopped giving Xhaka praise when...
No, I haven't.
Do you know what? Every time he scores, yeah, he goes into the crowd, he looks at them and goes, man, we got to connect.
Did you see him?
No, he doesn't. He does that again.
See him dedicate that goal to his wife for her birthday or anniversary.
Simp.
Yeah.
Yeah, simp. Unfortunately, we don't take simps around here.
Does he... But does he take it to Pound Town? That's the question.
Yeah. I bet he did it after he scored.
Is Xhaka underrated?
No, not anymore.
No. What I find impressive, though, is Arsenal are doing what City did for the entirety of like the last five seasons, where all of the players across our front sort of six are on like 12 or more goal contributions for the season.
Mm.
Like, everyone's chipping in. It's
crazy. Not one man.
Yeah.
It's one team.
Absolutely.
And that, and that team will win the Premier League. Do you think? I know we touched it briefly, but the Mudryk Trossard thing.
What a sliding doors moment of a 50-50 we've come
Edu, man.
The dub there, man.
Edu.
Yeah. Clap as well. You're an Arsenal fan.
I'm not clapping that.
Edu. Oh,
I think in 2 years' time you'll retract that.
No, there's no way, man.
Oh no, in a year's time.
Mudryk, more like Mudship.
Oh.
Doesn't even make sense.
Don't be sad because you said he's going to be the best player in the world.
And he can beat a man.
He said he would in 5 years.
He will. He will. In a year, you will all say how good. He'll be one of the best wingers in the league.
Because he can beat a man.
Yeah.
Which apparently Jadon Sancho can't do.
He can't.
Oh, you're a crazy man. Tom and Tom.
Love L's today.
Tom and
Tom and Comel.
Isn't it funny?
Why are you fucking specs over there giving it loads anyway?
You win one fucking game.
Mate, that's body shaming. You can't be doing that.
No, it's not. You can take them off.
It's a compliment. They look good.
They do look good.
It's not part of his body.
Speaking of granite, the stone jacker. Let's do a little draft.
Oh, I see what you've done here.
Top 10 Premier League centre midfielders, but draft. Tom, how does a draft work?
Basically, we're doing 10.
10.
So we're doing 10.
Tap in a door and then the wind goes.
Oh, what is wrong with you today?
Sorry.
So we're going to pick 10 midfielders each. We have gone for holding mids and attacking mids as well. So we've just gone central midfielders.
Central midfielders, yeah.
We'll do rock, paper, scissors, who goes first. And then once a player's gone, no one else can pick that player. So when Lewis picks Joe Willock.
I'm not in.
Sorry, Joe Willock won't be picked. When KDB goes inevitably first, whatever, no one else can pick.
Are we creating a joint top 10 or our own top 10?
Our own. It's a draft.
How would that work if it was joint?
He has literally just explained what's happened and then you've...
Yeah.
And there's still...
Do you want... There's something mentally wrong with you.
Yeah.
Basically, you're trying to build your best top 10, but once a player's picked, you can't pick the same player.
Yeah. Are you writing our teams down?
Yeah, because he'll do a TikTok, presumably.
I'm going to write it down. I'm going to write down my names. Okay, can I go first, please?
No, we just said rock, paper, scissors.
I'll tell you what, you do like a quick quiz question, whoever gets it right first.
Easy peeps. Name the player's career. Name the player from his career path. We'll do one of those to settle it as always. Liverpool to Leeds to Man City to Liverpool.
Oh, me. Harry Kewell.
No, it's Robbie Fowler.
Yes.
All right.
Harry Kewell.
So Tom first, then me.
Yeah.
Then Theo.
Yeah. Wait, why am I going last?
Well, you got the question wrong, and I didn't answer.
No.
And we've got you're on minus one, and I'm on 0 points.
What?
Okay. So I am going to pick the best player in the league, Kevin De Bruyne.
Fair enough. I'm going to go Rodri.
You dirty boy.
Okay.
This is knowledge here because he's got a free roam, and whoever he says is determined his best midfielder.
My best midfielder. Well, it depends if I go defensive or attacking.
Just pick the fucking player.
Just pick the best.
I'm going to go with Bernardo Silva.
Ooh.
Oh, you stayed in the city. You bottled that. You could have gone.
No, now it's my turn to go back round.
Yeah, so then we'll go.
No.
Just yeah.
Go yeah, because it goes.
Yeah, otherwise I got third pick every single time.
Yeah, that's how a draft works, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. My second is going to be Casemiro.
Oh.
Watch out. I'm going to go Bruno G.
Oh!
Ah!
Yes, what a choice.
Wait, I need to get rid of Nate.
What a player!
I get two.
No, it's me then.
No, it's not.
First for you, then on round two, first for him, then on round three, first for me, then on round four, first for...
Yeah.
That's always how it works, Thomas.
Wait, who have you said so far?
Bruno G and Rodri.
And who have you said, Tom?
I'm having Kevin De Bruyne, and I'm going to pick the most underrated midfielder in world football, Ilkay Gundogan.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay.
It's my go first. I'm going to go Bruno Fernandes.
Oh, you rat.
Yeah, good shout.
No.
Whoa. You can't say that about him.
I'm going to go.
No. It's not you.
No, it's Tom's go. It always goes this way.
You
cheesy peeps, man.
You got a lot of cuts.
People listen to this like, I can't think of the teams.
Give me... Oh, God, this one's hard.
It's getting harder, isn't it?
Thiago.
Oh, wow.
Good shout.
He plays a lot.
Go on, then. You'll go.
I'm going to go... Partey.
Oh, nice.
I've got more class than to pick him, but...
Wow.
Wow. Right, you're first, Tom.
Okay, I've got two now.
No, just one. You've got 40 names there, man. Just pick a person.
I know what I want the pick. Oh, give me Declan Rice.
Okay, fair enough.
Nice, man. So it's my turn now.
Yeah, go on.
I'm going to go with... Oh, give me... I'm going to go with Xhaka.
I'll go Odegaard.
Oh, Madden!
Yes!
Madden!
I'm not even paying attention!
Madden is on my list of players!
My four is actually mine.
Okay, I'll have...
No!
Theo's go!
My go! Okay.
We're four down, right? We've got four each.
Mm.
Oh, my.
I'm going to go with Madison.
Oh, good shout. I'm going to go Kovacic.
Oh, that's my next one. Joke.
My fire is actually different.
Is it me now?
It is you now.
Give me Eze. He's unreal.
Bit early though, isn't he?
Is he a bit more of a winger?
You were early,
mate. Have you just named a winger?
No, he plays central now.
My God.
How often do you watch Palace?
All the time.
He plays central.
Not too sure about that.
They play Elise and Zahar wide.
Okay, whatever you say.
My go. João Paulinho.
That's how I was going to say.
Yes. What a bit
My go.
It's not on after not him. Fuck me.
This is carnage on audio.
I'll have Neves.
Oh, you sausage.
He wasn't even on my list. Oh, no. I'm going to go with Moise Caicedo.
Oh, okay. I like that. You'll go.
Bentancur.
Oh, you
I'm not even joking. Hyped, overhyped.
Shut up, man.
He's a good player, man.
Shut up. The reason Spurs are bad now is because he's in. You'll go, Theo.
All right. Enzo Fernandez.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, he wasn't even on my list. That's
I can't believe Enzo was still lying around. That's a good pick, that.
I can't believe I forgot him.
Alexis McAllister.
Next one.
This might be a bit rogue, but I'll really rate him. I'll go Onana.
Yeah, he is good. I like Onana. What's your name? Go on, Reeve.
It's your go. It's this way, isn't it?
Yep. I'm going to go with Christian Eriksen.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like that.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man.
Højbjerg.
Many better players than Højbjerg out there, man.
You're all going to get slated for that.
No, there is, because I've got a list.
He's top 30 Premier League percentage mids. So that's the...
Is it me now?
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, I'll have. No, it's not.
Theo's go.
No, it's you. You were after me.
No.
No, Theo's after
Theo. It's Theo.
Yeah. It's Theo.
Go ahead.
Anyways, I don't think that's right.
But it's not, but okay.
We've got two rounds left.
I'm going to go with James Ward-Prowse.
Interesting.
I know... necessarily maybe as a central midfielder he might not be, but what he gives as an option to the team set pieces is sensational.
Someone said Xhaka already, didn't they?
I did.
You said Xhaka. Okay, cool. I'm going to go Norgaard.
What? No.
Yeah, that's a bit right.
No.
Give me...
No, that's so shocking.
It's not.
Give me Dewsbury Hall.
What?
Mate?
No, that's worse than mine!
What? He's a winger.
He's not a winger.
Dewsbury Hall's class.
Honestly, the players I got on my list are better than both those players.
Go on, then say one.
Is it my go?
No, it's my go, isn't it? Final pick for the entire thing.
Yeah.
Mason Mount.
Yeah, he was on my list.
Okay, cool. He does play for front three though. So
I've just forgot Chelsea players. I didn't fucking put any on my list.
It's easy to forget.
Is it my go?
Yeah.
Morgan Gibbs-White.
Mate, so. I've got four names left on my list that I can choose from. Do you want me to tell you who all four?
Go on.
I've got Jorginho.
No.
Douglas Luiz. Joe Linton.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And Tielemans.
Yeah, I got Tielemans. And you can go Kamara from Villa as well.
I'm actually going to go with Douglas Luiz.
Fair enough.
I think he's made you look a right knock.
I think he's really
Lucas
good.
Lucas Paqueta as well.
He was on my list.
You said Norgaard, and who did you say? Gibbs White.
Dewsbury Hall.
Dewsbury Hall. I think Joe Linton, Tielemans, and Jorginho are all better than them.
No.
Yeah. I think you only think that because you don't watch a lot of Brentford.
Yeah, and you don't watch a lot of.
Jorginho.
You don't watch.
What?
Jorginho's
No. Norgaard's vital for that.
Jorginho and Joe Linton and Tielemans are better than Norgaard.
Yeah, Brentford fans will disagree. But
so, what's your full team, Mr. Garrett?
I'm speaking.
So, I have got Kevin De Bruyne, Ilkay Gundogan, Ruben Neves, Dewsbury Hall, Thiago, Bentancur, Eze, Rice, Gibbs-White, and Onana.
I have Bruno G, Rodri, Alexis McAllister, Kovacic, Ødegaard, Paulinho, Bruno Fernandes, Mount, Højbjerg, and Norgaard. That is comfortable.
I actually think mine's best. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, that's better than mine.
I think mine's best. Bernardo Silva, Casemiro, Partey, Xhaka, Madison, Caicedo, Enzo Fernandez, Eriksen, James Ward-Prowse, Douglas Luiz.
I think Theo's cleaned up a bit there.
Theo's is the best.
You really think so?
I think he's cleaned up.
Theo's is the best. Yours is the second one as well.
Okay.
Oh, so is that a... Is that a... Two weeks in a row.
Yeah.
For you, Dub.
I weren't here that last week, so.
We'll see what the comments say.
You
have it.
So technically, you should have the best.
No, because then I miss out on the just because I get the best player, I then miss out on the.
I think also you guys didn't have the names that I had on my list because you lot don't really know ball. Look, I'm going
to. Who have you put that we didn't include then?
I'm going to be honest, I didn't have a Chelsea player in my list. I completely forgot about them.
You didn't have Jorginho, Joe Linton,
I would have picked Enzo Fernandez like third or fourth.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because you don't know ball. But I'm going to be humble in winnings. Humble in winnings because. That's what I do. I am very, very humble when I win stuff, aren't I, Lewis? Yes,
very.
Yeah, thank you very much. Anyways, it is now time to talk Super Six. Our first week going at it. Lads?
I prefer not to speak.
Dom's had a howler.
How many points did you get, Tom?
I got two. I only got one result.
2 points.
That, 2 points. That is still 2 points more than Rory Jennings.
Rory got zero.
0 points for Rory.
Rory Jennings got 0 points.
Ah. Now, Reeve, as prediction kings, how many did you get?
I got 11 points.
How many did I get?
11 points.
11 points. We are geniuses. Yeah. Geniuses.
What scoreline did you get right?
I got 1-0 West Ham.
Yeah, and I got 2-1 Palace.
Yeah. So. I had people tweet me saying, wow, Theo, you've done it again.
Both of which were for gazes because I predicted 1-1. Palace Leicester, which it should have finished.
Oh, cry, because we got the wrong
and
result.
And West Ham, Southampton, I predicted 1-1. It should have been 1-1 because Southampton should have scored.
Oh, so what you're saying is you predicted two draws and the home team won both games. That's interesting because that's not even remotely close to being accurate, is it?
Of course it is. They were one goal off.
Okay.
Look, if you lot want to join our league, which I highly recommend, use the code PTCHS6.
Or it's just PitchS6 without the I.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot easier to remember, to be fair. Really join up. But lads, he's gone. Has he been sacked or do you reckon they left on mutual agreement? Or do you reckon I'm hearing he's just got fed up with Leicester City.
I'm going to put the quotation marks. It's mutual agreement.
But does he still get paid out?
I don't know the legalities behind
that. This is my thing. I'm not sure how long is left on his contract and stuff, but I think based on... I didn't realise how far it had gone with the Leicester fans. They hate him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's just natural. It's come to a natural end in terms of he's done a good job. They're really close to getting top four 2 seasons in a row. They've won the FA Cup.
He bottled those seasons twice.
Did he though?
Yes.
Was he on the pitch?
Do you think if the goal doesn't go in at the end, he's still in the job and they draw the game?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think he still gets sacked because the performance they put up against Palace was pretty bad.
And I don't think
Everson was their best player.
And his words after the game didn't help. And he said, I don't think we deserve to lose when they got peppered.
Yeah. Who comes in and saves Leicester City now? Benitez, I'm hearing rumours.
Graham Potter.
Potter, the boy who lived.
Potter. I reckon Potter suits that club down to a T.
So let me get this straight. Graham Potter has gone from potential Europe with Brighton to almost relegated Chelsea to almost relegated Leicester.
If he goes there,
if he goes.
No, but Leicester are like a top 10 mid-table team with good players who will listen and be willing to be coached. Yeah. Whereas when you've got top players at the top clubs, they don't really need coaching, so to say.
Is that why you think Graham Potter would be a better suit to Leicester? Because he's obviously more of a coach rather than Benitez.
Brendan's a coach as well. It's like for like.
Yeah. It's just a new, improved, younger...
Yeah.
Hip manager.
Yeah.
But Rodgers could be the next...
Spurs manager.
Real Madrid manager.
No. I can see him at Spurs, though.
Yeah. I reckon it's a round table
system. I think Brendan's going
to... I think
Premier League manager speed date.
No, I think Brendan takes a bit of time out of football.
Oh, no, you know what?
I feel like he just got fed up at Leicester a little bit.
I kind of feel like that makes sense to Spurs.
Yeah.
Because they were in for him before, weren't they?
Yeah. And he's a Premier League manager. He's evidently...
He'll jump from like 17th to 4th, 5th.
And then they'll bottle it again because he did that with Leicester, didn't he?
Mm.
So let me get this straight.
Poor guy.
Nagelsmann to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Rodgers to Spurs.
Yeah, we're calling this all now, by the way.
And Potter then Potter to Leicester. It's just a game of...
Cat and mouse.
Yeah.
Stand up, sit down.
What game is that?
Musical chairs. Do you think Leicester survive then? Do you think without Rodgers, with the new manager bounce, with someone coming in to fix up, Leicester survive? Or
No, they'll stay up.
Yeah, I think they stay up.
Do they stay up because of James Maddison?
They've got Barnes. They've got good players here in Acho.
It's a factor.
They've got good Dewsbury Hall. They've got good players.
Yeah.
Do you think this is the start of the end of Leicester City in the Premier League, though?
No. Because we just said they're going to stay up.
If they stay up, then Maddison will leave to go to Newcastle United.
Really?
Do you reckon they?
Why would he get to Newcastle? They're terrible.
They quite literally are going to get the Champions League.
I think they replace Maddison well enough long term.
If they bring Potter in with his scouting system that they had at Brighton, I think that'd be fine.
Yeah. Well, okay, if it's not Leicester to go down and clearly Bournemouth aren't going to go down, who do you think does end up going down?
Saints, it's going to be Bournemouth, Southampton and Leeds.
That's who I originally thought, but then I think Everton are...
No.
Right for the pick. Bournemouth are still Championship club.
Bournemouth are still going to go down, don't worry.
You really believe that? Yeah. In your heart of hearts?
Yeah.
I don't. I think.
But the real cherry on the top would be Everton going down.
Why?
Well, because then we'd be the longest standing team in top flight football.
It would be sad to see Everton go down.
Why a Champions League for Arsenal?
It would be sad because they're a big club. They are a big club.
Yeah.
They've got big plans, but they are just a bit bad.
Who?
Daishi and Everton.
Yeah, any team that goes down deserves to go. I hate this theory of, oh, I'm going to, don't want to see them go down. If you finish in the bottom three, you deserve to go down. That's it. It's not like, it's really simple football and tables. Like, you finish where you deserve to finish.
I think my bottom three are Southampton.
Liverpool would disagree with that.
Why?
Well, because of the Rodri handball that they keep banging on about 4 years.
Oh, yeah, because they never had a decision go against
Fulham
that season. Do you know what my top bottom three is?
Go on.
Southampton.
Oh, brave.
Leeds.
Oh, again. Brave.
I'm debating Forest, but I'm going to go with Everton.
So the same as
me
then?
So you just copied.
You just said what I said and then said I'm being really mysterious.
Gary O'Neill, keep Bournemouth up, man.
But I'll be honest, my mates are still really worried about the Wolves. They just don't score enough.
Yeah, they really don't.
And they are on 29 games played as well. So they could drop down when people start catching up.
People have got games in hand, haven't they? Yeah.
If I was a Wolves fan, I would be scared.
Scared of me, because I'll boss you all up. So let's look at the table and let's, out of 10, give me a rating of how likely they are to go down of these teams.
Wow, what a great game.
I think we're going to say...
Start at Chelsea.
Are we including...
10.
I was going to say, are we including Palace?
Yeah. We
okay,
have
so
nah,
we'll start,
not under Hodgson.
No, so, we have to. We have
not
to.
Not under Hodgson.
Part of the conversation, yeah, we have to.
Well, okay. Palace are included, you've got to include Chelsea.
No. So, no. Palace, out of 10, how likely are they to go down?
2.
1.
0. Wolverhampton,
there's always a chance, yeah, though, there Tom. There's always a chance.
0.
But isn't Zaha injured now, after the weekend?
0.
Okay.
I heard Zaha might be leaving.
Yeah, because that's going to happen in April.
That doesn't count for this season.
Jesus.
His contract's ended the season, right?
Yes, but the city... What are you on about?
Relegation this year? How does that make any difference? Even if Zaha moves to Spain for the rest of the season...
He's still under contract and will play for Palace.
I think you need to calm down.
Anyway.
Calm down.
Anyway. You know what I am? Lonnie Pickering. Right, so...
Go on, next team.
Wolverhampton Wanderers.
7.
To go down? Bearing in mind 8, 9 and 10... Okay.
Can I just say they're only 2 points off the bottom three and they've got games in hand.
Yeah. Let me go 5. 50-50.
5!
I will go 6.
Ooh.
Next Thomas up Fischer. We've got West Ham.
Less after the weekend, I think.
1.
Three. I'll go 2.
1. They're staying up. West Ham's staying.
I don't know how the system works.
West Ham's squad are too good. They got good of Declan Rice. He's too good.
They didn't play well yesterday.
No, but they scored a good goal, didn't they?
It was a very good goal. Can we touch on that, by the way? It took like 3 minutes.
That's embarrassing.
He wasn't offside, he wasn't. But you could tell that straight away. Yeah. But if it's going to take 3-4 minutes, can't we just go with the on-field decision and just be like, it's too tight, just go with what you thought?
Yeah.
It's a big result for West Ham because as a side they've beaten who are technically like a rival.
Yeah, 6-pointer.
That's an awful result for Southampton, though. Yeah.
Really?
It's really bad.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Tell me more about this relegation battle that you speak
By the way,
off.
quick one. When Southampton get relegated, where does James Ward-Prowse go?
Newcastle. They're after him anyway, aren't they?
Surely.
No, but you're laughing because you said James Maddison's going there, but they actually did want James Maddison.
He stinks of a Villa player.
Oh, Wardy.
John McGinn. Replace John McGinn.
Right, next.
He scored a good low XG goal at the weekend.
It was actually a really nice finish. Yeah. Just quickly talking to Wolves. Did you watch the Wolves Forest goals?
Yeah.
How did Keylor Navas not save Podence's? Have you watched it?
I haven't watched that game.
He just like falls and ducks his arms. It's straight at him.
What is the one situation you found yourself talking to someone about a certain subject and realise halfway through you're talking about it, you're like, why am I chatting so much waffle? Mine
is every day.
Yeah, yeah. Is when we film this.
Is on the bus heading to the Rangers match. Okay.
Is this the Figo?
And I'm chatting to Figo, telling him, as he's Portuguese, that Podence might be top three best Portuguese players currently in the world.
This well, was because last year. He thought that.
No, I thought that. Last year I said, don't sleep on Podence. He is so good.
He is very talented, yeah. Anyway.
And I got secondhand embarrassment. I started thinking about that. When Podence scored, I got secondhand embarrassment about myself.
Okay, from
and, I
went,
and I was sitting on the sofa, watching it. I was like, oh my God, I've got bright red.
Yeah.
Can I just say?
The Figo's just like the spirit of Figo, you know, like in Star Wars or the Jedi. Just over your shoulder.
I got, you know when you made yourself cringe?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what I brought up. I've got red now.
If it makes you feel any better, Figo doesn't even remember you exist.
Yes, he does. Met him multiple times.
You're that guy that spoke about Daniel Podence before.
He's going.
He gave me jackets. Is that me?
He's going. Ah, oh, this guy again.
No, we're first name basis. It's me and Lewis.
Jesus. Right. Next up, we've got the Sherwoods. The Sherwoods themselves. Nota Vingham. Forest.
Forest. Oh, Sherwood Forest, mate. Come on.
Come on.
I thought it was my team Sherwood.
Different. No.
You don't know where Sherwood
Robin
Forest.
Hood,
Robin
yeah,
Hood.
Yeah, been to Sherwood Forest.
I'm going to go 6. More likely than Wolves.
8.
Forest?
Yeah.
So you think Forest and Wolves are really likely to go down?
Yeah.
Even though you didn't put them in your bottom 3?
Yeah, but it's still likely to go down.
Come on, Theo L. Forest, I'm going to go 5. I think the home form's good enough.
Yeah, it's good.
Then we've got Bournemouth.
6.
8. Again.
9. Leeds.
10.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're good.
They're not even in the bottom 3.
It doesn't matter.
I'll go 8. Everton.
9.
8.
On the border of 10.
8 5. Are the same as
I looked at their fixtures today and I thought I don't see them getting points.
I'm going 6.
Everton are the same as Forest.
I'm going 6. Leicester.
7.
5.
I think 5, yeah. And then Southampton.
10. 10. 11. 12. 10. 13.
However many points they are on.
Yeah, 10. Yeah, 10. I'll go 10 as well.
Look, guys, obviously we are, me and Reeve are very good at predictions. Yeah. So if you want to predict who's going down.
But you've got a chance to come back this round.
You've actually got 2 chances this week. Yeah, we've absolutely got a midweek fixture and the weekend fixtures to win.
That's 2 chances to win.
250 large ones.
And also winning our league. You get £100 classic football shirts.
So there's 2 £100 classic football shirts this week to win.
And also, if you finish top of the leaderboard for the week, but don't get all 6 correct in terms of points, you win 5,000 smackaroos.
I want to say a shout out as well to Ben Rampall, who came out on top this week with 18 points. He's the very first winner of the £100 classic football shirts voucher. He beat over 1,200 of you that are already in the league. So if you want to join the league, use the code PTCHS6 or the link in the description down below. I know you want to say it.
I'm nearly bottom.
I would not be surprised if you are one. Unless Rory's in our league.
Which hopefully he is. But look, me and Reeve are absolutely excellent. The fixtures for this Super 6 are as follows. You've got Leeds Forest, Leicester Villa, Bournemouth Brighton, the big one, Liverpool Chelsea, Man United Brentford, and West Ham Newcastle. Are there any?
Is that the midweek fixtures?
Yeah. In the Super 6 ones. Are there any obvious ones there for you?
I can see
Brighton away from home. That's the only one I'm 100% certain about.
Against who?
Bournemouth. The mighty Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, Brighton. I can see a score draw between Leeds and Forest.
I can see a score draw between West Ham and Newcastle. Look.
Where's it at?
West Ham.
London Stadium.
Nah, Newcastle will beat them.
I think so.
You're crazy, I tell you. You're crazy.
But that's look, the if you, Super 6, mate. Do you know different predictions.
Do you know the best thing about it for me? It's free. It's a free shot at 250,000 quid. That can buy you houses.
houses,
depending on where you live. Look, you may as well get involved. There's been three super sick jackpot winners this season already, so three people have already won $250,000, and you could be the fourth. Just follow the link in the description down below to sign up to Super Six, play along with us, and join our league.
So we have a happy little man behind the cameras over there, don't we? Because
he's no little man.
The Real United lost to the United of the Newcastle.
Mate, Newcastle dominated them.
They were excellent. Right. And Bruno G, I feel like he gets better.
Yeah, he does.
But I tell you, what happened
every game?
What happened to Man United? Like, Rashford was quiet.
Newcastle were excellent.
Do you know what was interesting about that game? Rashford obviously starts on the left as always. Came up against Trippier. Was like, I can't do this.
Trippier went across to Dan Burn, tried the same sort of stuff.
Was like, I'm giving up. And then somehow floated like in between left wing and right wing for the remainder of the game. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that Ten Hag and Luke Shaw both said that Newcastle weren't better. They just wanted it more.
Yeah, it's a cop-out.
First of all, that's embarrassing to even say that out loud.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's not true. They were just beaten by a better team on the day.
Mate, Newcastle could have been 4-0 up.
Yeah, they battered them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had like an XG of like 4 or something.
Yeah.
Also, you know how we always talk about St. Max doesn't really have that full end product. He's a bit rash when it comes into the final third.
His header across
to Joe Willock was so smart.
He's so difficult to defend though, because he's so fast and tricky. Like, yeah, okay, he can spoon the odd one or make the wrong decision, but you wouldn't want to play against him.
I think in that game though, he made all the right ones. So like, there was a time where Dalot is having nightmares right now thinking about that game, and like, he cut it back to Willock, who's flazed over the bar.
Like,
he'd have more assists if we were capable of finishing a chance.
No, but that's what I mean. That's why St. Maximin isn't world class, because if he performed like that every week, you could say that about anyone, can't you? But if he made the right decision, it's decision making. That's why Saka's the best, because he's decision making.
And Trippier.
Well, yes, he's a right back.
But in terms of like, as a football player, he's so consistent. I mean, look at the delivery for Callum Wilson's goal.
Such a good cross.
Wilson to score that header and then to beat Lindelof in the air. Do you think?
I think Neville was saying about Trippier, which I thought was bang on. He's not just an excellent footballer; it's off the pitch as well. It's the way he presents, and it's like when you think about Newcastle in the last 10-15 years, they haven't had players like that. They've had a Joey Barton or do you know what I mean? Players who've just bought crap to the club. Whereas
he's a professional,
professional. But he's been a professional at the top level, which filters down to the rest of them, doesn't it?
He's a good skipper.
Yeah.
I think he's good for someone like Joe Willock, who is young. And, you know,
he's been good as well lately.
But in terms of like looking up to someone like Kieran Trippier for a player like Joe Willis. But
Isak was excellent. I don't like the notion of just going, Man United were awful, and without Casemiro, they are pitiful. But I think it was more to do with Newcastle being very good.
I agree as well. Like, if you look at the game as well.
joking?
No, if you notice, like, in the game, our press, like, in the first half especially, like, De Gea was time-wasted. He couldn't find the pass. They kept having to go long. Whenever time they went short, it was out of play.
Speaking of, De Gea was United's best player. He made some really good saves. Easily been five.
But he's just, they can't get out with him because he has to boot it long because he can't pass wind. He's just, I can't believe they're going to give him a new contract.
Who do you think's the best Bruno?
G. For sure.
I'm surprised that you agree, yeah.
Nah, for sure.
But
Fernandes is very good.
Some of it is personality accounted for as well.
Yeah. No, he's a better footballer than Fernandes.
Both.
They're slightly different
players.
Do you think Man United have a problem in the summer with Fred and McTominay? Because clearly without Casemiro, that is an issue.
Fred should have played. I don't know why Fred didn't play yesterday. I think he's in that type of game with Newcastle's midfield, which is high energy, just cutting about the pitch. They needed someone like a Fred because McTominay doesn't get about the pitch.
Fred suits high energy.
He would have suited that yesterday. Like, don't get me wrong. Once he gets the ball, he just gives it away. But at least you'd get the ball for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It's a shame because Sabitzer's actually a really good player. He just gets overwhelmed when there's...
Yeah, he's just not... Yeah, he can't...
He just needs Cassie next to him.
Cassie.
They need...
They're a bit man for control and then a guy next to them. Because, I mean, Bruno was playing in the pivot. McTominay was in the 10.
Which was weird,
I don't understand that.
Anthony terrible again.
Yeah.
He had a shot on target. United also have a big problem in Vad Veghorst. Look, I love Vad Veghorst.
Why do you love him?
Because he's a hero of my FIFA series.
Yeah, like a meme.
Yeah, but he's not good enough for Man United.
No, he's not.
Simply that.
And a lot of United fans are now coming around to the idea that he's just, albeit a great guy, and obviously he's helped the team in the situation that they're in, but he's not the level that United need as a number nine.
Who do they get?
Well, we all think Kane, right?
Harith Kaneth.
Yeah.
It's built for it, isn't it?
They also want Osimhen, don't they?
Mm. No, Arsenal get him.
But again, are they going to pay 130 million?
No, they might just Man United.
They aren't
no stranger to splashing cash and wasting money.
I think Who would you sooner have, Harry Kane or Osimhen?
Kane.
But Osimhen gives you 7-8 years.
Yeah, but I think United are just looking for the now. Like they want Kane.
What are you asking me if it's the same price?
No. So it'd be Osimhen at whatever it is, 130, and then Kane at whatever they get him.
Give me the price for Kane.
50 mil.
No, it's going to be more than that.
No, I'm giving you a price.
Last year of his contract.
Yeah.
Levy are trying to get 80 minimum.
There's no way.
No way.
30 last year of his contract. I think they'd
take 80, and otherwise they'd rather just run it down. Yeah.
That's what he'd be frustrated. He's the most valuable player to that club, even with
Kane.
No
could win Man United the Premier League next season. I don't think Osimhen could.
No, you know what? No, I thought that they need 5 or 6 players, United.
Or Tony.
Still.
All right, let's go. Let's do a three. Let's go. Ivan Tony at 50, Kane at 80, or Osimhen at 100.
Kane at 80.
Tony.
I agree. I think Tony at 50 is best.
Kane at 80.
Give me Tony at 50, then go and spend 60, 70, 80 million on another centre-half or midfielder.
Fair enough.
No, maybe not centre-half, but another midfielder.
Do you think it's a bit weird how, obviously, they're only 1-0 down, but Ten Hag just like took off all their defenders?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of things that was weird.
They took off all their defenders, and Newcastle started dominating even more.
Yeah.
No, but Eddie Howe made the right subs as well, because Newcastle were on top, and he went for the kill, didn't he?
It was just a tale of two managers there, tale of two teams.
Yeah, I think they were outplayed, outbattled, outcoached.
Gary Neville even said this was the best atmosphere I've heard here.
I was going to say, it's also an unbelievably difficult ground to go to as well.
When it's like that, it is, yeah.
And to go 1-0 down to them as well, just...
And they're now up to third.
Exactly.
Very tight, though.
How's it looking?
Are you getting a bit worried there?
It's a good trim to go, you know. It's
you
a
know
good
what?
Trim to
I'm
go.
I'm actually not that... I'm not worried about that one. I kind of want to do it.
The thing, this is not thing.
After they lose the game, I'm like, I've been looking at myself with gold fillers on. It's quite nice.
I mean, I wanted to lose the bet anyway.
I said from the start, man, he'll look good bald. You'll be all right.
No, we're not. He's going to be like a grade two.
I tell you what, what we'll do.
No,
it's not a buzz cut. It's bald. It's like
fuck
clean.
Off.
No, put V on your head.
He made me agree to that.
No, I think it's razor now.
I tell you what we do.
Oh, now you do. Yeah.
Razor.
Yeah.
I tell you what we do. We up the stakes.
But United, they're the same Brighton, points. Goal difference.
And if Brighton finish above United as well, you get a seagull tattoo on the forehead.
I'd do that. That's not going to happen. Actually, no, that's not going to work.
You know what? Spurs are in trouble, you know.
No, they're not.
They are in trouble because they got two. They played more games than everyone else around them, and they're now slipping below.
I'll tell you why Spurs are in trouble is because they're a mess.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
What? But I don't understand what you're trying to say here.
Well, because they've been in trouble before.
Conte
left. Before Conte left, like they were third. It's like they're in trouble, but how are they still there?
I wouldn't have sacked him out of principle. I would have made him finish his contract.
You will do your job.
I wouldn't have given him the satisfaction of the payout. I would have made him stay till the summer. So what if we don't get Champions League? Do your job.
So who finishes where in the top six?
I think they'll finish sixth, Spurs.
Spurs sixth. Fifth is?
Brighton.
Brighton!
Got to be Brighton.
Brighton.
Oh, Brentford. No, Brentford just keep fucking winning or picking up points.
Aren't they level with... They've played 28 games, but they're level with Brighton.
Yeah.
I think it'll be Brighton, Spurs, Brentford will be 5th, 6th, 7th. I'm not sure on the order. Then...
United.
Yeah, then it's going to be either Newcastle, United.
Which one are you going with?
We know.
I still think United.
I think United.
Yeah, I still think United will finish third.
I think United. Yeah,
me. I think United will finish fourth, and then United will finish third.
Yeah, but you know what? It's going to be an exciting end to the season in more ways than one. You know, top half, you've got the fifth, sixth area. You've got the relegation.
Yeah. It's and then good. You've just got Chelsea and Villa doing
You've actually got a good point, because for once, I mean, what is there, 8 games left, 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10?
10 for some, 8 for some.
We've still got everything to be decided.
Everything to play for going into the latter stages of the season. And speaking of the latter stages of the season, the scores have been updated.
Woo! Well, we know for a fact, provided we did do our Super 6 predictions accurate to Lewis's predictions, that we got one result each. What are you doing?
So, let's start it off with yours, Theo.
No, Reeve.
Two then.
Okay.
You got 5 points.
Jeez, man.
So no correct score lines, 5 correct results.
Jesus.
I said 1-0 West Ham.
You did not.
So ooh, you're doing different. Yes, you're doing different.
Ooh.
So you're doing different Super Sixes to your weekly prediction.
So he's
you're
doing
a fraud.
So he's
mate.
Doing different predictions through Super Six.
That's a fraud.
You said 2-0 West Ham.
Oh, I fucking put the wrong.
You're a fraud.
I said 2-0 West Ham as well.
Now, there is a point here that I just want to run through for clarity. So Theo submitted his scores about 2 minutes late into the kickoff of the Man City game. Now, technically.
You know what? We had this discussion and you said any late results is avoided that game.
I'm not even having that. Shut up. You're pissed.
I agree.
I was away for my birthday and I did it 1 minute late. Over yourself, dickhead.
I agree. Not with you.
Three
with
plays
them.
One, so technically you can't.
I don't have a ball.
No goals. Nothing had happened
in
the game. Jog on.
Yeah, but you.
Jog on.
You'd already got a feel for the game.
Sorry.
I wasn't watching it. I was in a spa.
I can't know this.
So you can.
Why are you always in a spa? Well.
It was my birthday weekend.
You
give me a birthday present. Let me have 1 minute spare. Christ's sake, man.
So I was actually streaming on here watching the game, but I'd already managed to be an adult about things and sending in beforehand.
Mate, I was away for my birthday. Sorry, it slipped my mind.
You were nice and organised.
I actually care about the show and the predictions and did it beforehand.
I'm not having it.
Take it off it.
No,
take it off.
Take it off. There's a point in dispute.
No, obviously not, Lewis. I'll quit if you take that point away from me. I'll walk out of the show.
Do it.
I do. I promise you.
Send it.
I am going to say you don't get the point because no. We specifically said.
Cheerio.
If you don't get your submissions in by the time he's gone, we said if you don't get your submissions in, we need to finish. Before kickoff, even if it's a second over, then therefore you're not going to be getting a point. So. Theo actually got 4 points.
What did I get, Lou?
You got 6. No, yes, 6 points.
Thank
correct.
You.
You got awesome. one correct result.
I did get one.
What's the gap now?
So the gap is now Theo on 131 points and Reeve on 127.
I'm 4 behind. I've clawed it back from 11 again or whatever it was.
Yes.
God, magic. Theo's actually officially left. If you can hear, I am wheeling his chair around. So
welcome to Pete's side. We've got only 2 co-hosts now.
It's just a quiz 1v1, me and Tom.
Yeah, it looks like one on one. Is he actually going to come back?
Oh, yeah. Is he going to?
Or is he?
I swear to God, I'm out.
Why? For one quiz point?
Yeah, because that'll matter.
No, but we said there's not being a baby.
Not being a
time.
Child, man.
We 1 minute late, Lewis, and you grasp me that on my birthday.
I have to keep the competition fair. I can't give that. You're
that's outrageous.
Technically,
to be fair, the amount of favours I'll give you with reminding you in the past.
You didn't remind me. You never remind me.
I used to remind you every week.
I send you it 1 minute late.
No, now you do.
1 minute, and the score, it barely
even
kicked off.
We said,
the game had barely kicked off. If you're watching on Now TV, it hasn't kicked off.
No, I'm sorry. We were about a minute and 30 seconds in.
Yeah, it's Now TV's behind.
Now
why
TV.
Why didn't you just do it the day before?
Because my birthday, I was busy.
You can do it 2 days before.
Oh, Lewis,
you can do it right now.
You've already got yours in for this week. You should have given me 1 minute. That's poor, you know.
I can't, mate. I have to keep this. The competition
fair. Put an asterisk against the score. And if it does come down, which it probably won't, if it does come down to being level or a point difference.
You have to have a group vote or something.
Yeah, we'll dispute it.
How many points do you get?
6.
Fuming. So 2 points. Oh, God.
Wait, so you were doing the whole... And you lost to me anyway?
No, but it's not the point.
Well, it is the point, technically. Get it?
You better get your Spurs kit ready, mate.
How many am I still ahead by?
Four.
Four.
5.
Can have this every week now.
Yeah, and I'm going to bring it up every week. Well,
get the like. What's your
1 minute late?
I'm running a legitimate competition.
Mate, if I'm watching on Now TV, the game's not kicked off.
You'll do it, dear father.
I'm just going to put my 2 pence in. So my old man runs the last man standing right for the puppy goes in, and we had this argument the other day, and this guy to the point like was messaged me being like, well, "Come meet me." Then I was like, "All right, I'll come meet you." Obviously, you've got all week to get your teams in. And my dad says it needs to be in Friday, 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
because obviously he's doing it all on Excel and that. You've got all week. If you're late, then you don't get a team or whatever.
Yeah.
That happened. He was like, well, it's quarter past 6.
And he won, right?
No, he didn't. I think it was like the second round. Okay. So he was like, I was only 15 minutes late. What's 15 minutes? My dad's like, you've had all week.
Yeah.
You're not 15 minutes late. You're a week and 15 minutes late.
Correct.
So I do agree with
them. It does matter. Yeah. If we set a rule,
it would matter if the game was like, if the game was like one and up already.
No, but
we've
already specified.
Okay, what about the rule? What about if you sent it in at 80 minutes and it was 0-0?
That's taken a piece.
If I let you off of 1 minute, I let you off of two, then three. What's the cutoff? The cutoff is kickoff.
He is right.
The whistle.
It was 1 minute.
Yeah, just do it.
Nah, if you want to cheat and win, it's fine.
Anyways. I'm going to cheat when I'm the one that actually sends
it. I thought, as friends of mine, you'd let me have 1 minute over my birthday weekend. That's all I thought. But clearly, you're all just heartless.
You should have agreed that before.
No, I just thought, as a nice person, which I thought you were.
You're gaslighting.
You would have just let 1 minute slip.
Stop gaslighting.
No, it's fine.
It is.
I back you so much.
I let you off so
many times. And you don't
let
me have 1 minute.
I used to remind you every week.
So poor.
And not even tell Reed.
So poor.
Reed
mate.
Should be angry with me if anything.
So poor.
Yeah,
so poor.
I've even had to stop reminding you as well.
I don't need reminding. I sent it off my own back. You didn't even text me.
No, you have. For the last few weeks, I used to remind you.
It's so poor, mate. It's so poor.
Just do it before when it starts.
1 minute late, like,
get over yourselves. It's not 1 minute. You can do it any point before the game goes.
Well, the one weekend where I was actually distracted because I was away for my birthday.
You weren't on your phone.
You have the whole week.
No, I even got a notification saying your screen time's down.
But it's not limited. You could do your predictions for the remainder of the season right now if you wanted to.
Can't wait.
See your predictions.
You work in the office. You can go upstairs and just be like, hey, Olu.
I was away
4 days before.
I was away.
Don't no.
Paul.
Okay.
Yeah, from you.
Yeah.
What did you get me for my birthday? Fuck all. That's what you got.
What did you get me for my birthday?
I've got it all planned out.
It was last week, man.
I've actually got it all planned out.
It was last week.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Fuck
on
you.
Tuesday.
No, was it actually?
No.
Told you.
But see, he doesn't even know what
I have got you an end of the season present, but you're not getting any more.
Right, thank you.
Actually, I have.
Go again,
and I was going to give you this present, yeah? As a well done and thanks for all your hard work this season.
Stop trying to
but now,
you're gaslighting bad, you are.
Goddamn right I am. Now, I'm going to return it. And honestly, I'm going to tell you what it was, and you're going to be so sad because of that one point.
Do you know what?
I hope you can sleep at night, Lewis.
Do you know what?
I hope you can sleep.
These morals mean more than your present.
Morals would be giving someone a point on their birthday.
Look, I'm not involved. I just think a cut-off's a cut-off.
No, I've got a place to
be. Are you trying to bribe the competition now?
No, I'm just trying to be a nice guy.
Do you not think that you've sent them in because you've been reminded that the games are started? The game itself has started, has reminded you to do your score.
No, because we came at the massage, I was like, shit, I need to send it in before the game starts. And then as I started doing them, it clicked over 12:30.
What's the receipt time of
on the message? I said 1 minute, 1 minute late with the eyeballs emoji. And then
I was already halfway through because I said to Jody, I said, oh, look, he's text me. Thank you very much.
I said, ooh, 1 minute late at 12:34. You said, don't even. And then we left it.
But when did he send his
before that
in?
Message?
He sent that message at 12:33.
There you go, see?
3 minutes late.
Oh,
I don't know I know it was definitely 1 minute late because I think we had must have kicked off slightly there. Or maybe we were delayed here. But it it was 1 minute on the clock, if not a few
seconds. I said, put an asterisk. And if it means something at the end of the season, it's fine.
I've got an asterisk.
I'm future planning because if it does actually mean something, then there needs to be a decider.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no need.
That's adding more drama.
At the minute, right? There's no need to argue about it, is there?
You're forgetting as well. I was in the Cotswold. I had no signal. I was sending it about 5 minutes through.
I don't know.
I was on here watching this.
Yeah, for once.
I don't have like a GPS on you. I'm just
Don't gaslight me.
I'm just
don't
following the
over my birthday.
Right, let's do the quiz. I'm hungry.
Oh, cheesy peeps. Okay, can I have the buzzer noises, please?
Don't look at me like this.
I'm gonna go. Mine's gonna be gaslight.
One. For 1 minute.
I quit.
It's 3 minutes. Oh, I quit.
Okay. Okay, so we're doing a Who Am I?
Yeah. I hate this.
Yeah, I love it. Woo!
Now, here's question number one.
I want you to know as well, if you were 1 minute late on your birthday, I would have let you have the point. That's what I'm saying.
But it wasn't my birthday.
Do you know you should upload the quizzes to TikTok? They do really well.
I know. Do you know what? I think that's what we're doing this week.
Quizzes do really well on TikTok.
Yeah, I don't know why you haven't been doing that. Slacking, as usual.
Do you know what? I'm adding in my notice.
It's too late. I've already collected my dividends.
So what's going to happen is you two are both quitting at me and Tom are left.
Now, question number one. I originally played Gaelic football.
What's my buzzer? Gaslight. Shane Long.
No.
A good shout there.
I cost Everton 60,000.
Oh, Gaslight!
You can't come in. I
quit.
Go on then.
One, Seamus Coleman.
Yeah, yes. 1 point. Question number two.
Who?
Me.
As a kid, I started out as a goalkeeper.
Gaelic football.
One.
I mean, sorry. No.
Fernando Torres.
No.
Oh, go on. You buzzed in.
Well, I said the wrong thing.
No.
I quit. It's Steven Gerrard.
It is not.
Carry on.
I have a statue at my former Premier League club.
Okay.
I know it is.
And I'm just... Yeah. I'm going to double check this because this doesn't seem right.
I know who it is.
No, but you say this.
No, I actually know who it is.
No, you don't.
I do.
Go on.
I have won 4 Premier League.
Yeah, I know who it is. I quit.
Carry on.
I quit.
That's it.
I quit. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Three quiz. Statue.
One.
I quit.
I'm banking mine just as
well. You buzzed out.
My first buzz for the second
lap. Four.
Oh, come on. Just spit it out. Come on.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. Hang on.
Come on.
So, I'm trying. Henry hasn't won 4.
Oh, come on. Yes, he has.
Has he?
Yes.
Thierry Henry.
No.
I quit. Vincent Kompany.
No.
Oh, I was going to go. Yeah. One. David Silva.
Yes.
David Silva got a statue.
Yeah,
no, we had
seen
a statue.
We've seen it.
Have you actually?
Yeah, a little metal one.
That's unfair.
Isn't it quite outrageous how City just have statues of players like they played 2 years ago?
I had 2 spells on loan at Sunderland. I am the second most decorated.
What? Jermaine Defoe.
No. I am the second most decorated Northern Irish footballer.
Right, Gaslight. I quit. He was first.
That was me.
Gaslight.
It was Tom.
Oh no, he's Republic. Northern Irish. Shit.
Oh, and I know who you're going to say. Oh no, I am not going to say this. Say Northern Ireland.
Northern Irish, it says here.
Oh no, it has to be. Wait, are you sure it's Northern Ireland?
David Healy.
No.
Oh, I reckon Lewis has just messed this one up, you know.
Are you sure he's Northern Irish?
I'm the most decorated, that's what it says, yeah. Decorated Northern Irish footballer with 10 major trophies. I have played for 3 Premier League clubs.
Oh no, it Gaslight.
Man United.
You know.
Gaslight!
It's
Man
me.
United, West Brom.
No!
And Leicester.
Gaslight.
Oh, it's... Oh, it's the defender, isn't it?
Is
it?
Yeah.
It's
not,
oh,
yeah.
You got 5 seconds.
No,
Gaslight.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
5.
Who do they play for, sorry?
4.
No, you have to stop that.
Man United, 3. West Brom, and Leicester.
And Leicester.
Mm.
Come on.
Mate, come on.
Oh, sorry, Johnny Evans.
Yes!
Fucking hell, man.
Another point to me, is that?
Yes.
Thought so.
I began my career at Barcelona's La Masia Academy. I made 8 appearances for Watford on loan in the 2013.
Gaslight.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
De La Feu?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, is it not?
In the 2013-14 season, I have won I've won 3 FA Cups.
I quit.
With Arsenal.
Almunia.
No. With Arsenal. Good guess, actually.
That was a good guess. Oh, it's
one.
Fucking...
Bellerin.
Yes. Bellerin.
2 points.
I began my career at Leeds Academy in 1996.
I quit. Oh, this could be so many players.
Yeah, obviously.
James Milner.
Yes.
Oh,
wow. Well done, mate.
That would have been my guess as well.
Now, the bonus question.
Is that me on 3 points?
Mm. Born in 1982, I represented 4 clubs in England and 2 elsewhere, becoming a full England international along the way.
Right, let's do some maths here. How old does that mean he is?
41.
After retiring in 2017... I moved into management and I'm currently in charge of a team in the Football League. During my career, I played with Robbie Fowler.
I quit. In the Football League? Mm-hmm. Sol Campbell?
No. Robbie Fowler, Andy Carroll, and Rob Green.
What? At a club level, they played with them players.
Mm-hmm. Represented four clubs in England, two elsewhere.
One. Joe Barton.
Yes.
Oh, great shout.
Well done for catching me up on points.
3-3. Tom, how many did you get?
I don't think I got one, did I?
No, I don't think so. We had six questions. That's it then.
So they're just going to draw?
Yeah, what, tie breaker? No?
Just... I feel like this pod's getting very long.
Yeah, I need to go, boys. It's 1 o'clock.
You have to do ad reads too.
I don't. I quit.
Wrap up?
Yeah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to Pitchside. As always, remember to... Why are you so upset?
Theo's fuming.
He's livid. Remember, as always, to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Hopefully, we have Theo next episode as well.
Can we negotiate a new deal?
We're going to call it Sitch Pied. Anyway, let's wrap up here and we'll see you all next time. Remember, stream on the weekend, Liverpool, Arsenal, and we'll see you there. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.